When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What it is.
Hey. Hello.
Hey. Aaron trying to take the show over again? Pushing his views?
We're waiting for you.
Yeah, we've been recording all this, bro. I'm going to run this back tonight. If I catch any hints of any kinds of segregation or intimidation or attempts of some kind of coup or whatnot, it will be crushed, Aaron.
He broke out like four major words. Right?
That's right. Yeah, I mean, that's right. I know Trevor was on.
We were talking in code, too.
Of course you were. Everything with you is a conspiracy.
We brought up the topic of being in your 40s and
don't be yelling in the car, Daddy's gonna practice.
What your focus is in the gym, working on weight. Is it weight? Is it trying to be fit? Whereas, you know, when we were younger, we were all about size.
It's all about being jacked and looking like you can still do it.
Yes, sir.
That's all it is. It's about, there is no, you just have to, when the 25-year-old dude comes in, he has to be in awe.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
You have to, for the moment, because it's just like being in the jungle, fellas. Like, we're the top gorillas in the troop, right? And the young ones are coming up. So you got to puff up and let them know you're still the silverback. So this is what usually leads to most of our injuries. Because you're not going to sell it in the gym. You're going to sell it when you got in your truck. You lean over and crying in your steering wheel. And then you're kind of like, you good? Yeah, man, I'm good, man. I'm just thinking whether I should push my truck home or carry it. I just haven't made up my mind yet. So for someone like Aaron, nothing's changed because he always lifts in secret. You'll never see him publicly lifting anything. He just disappears in the weight room and then shows up later.
No, man, I get it in. I'm just saying,
you don't film your workouts. You don't work out with anyone. There's no one that can corroborate that they've ever seen you lift a weight. There was that one video of you benching is the only evidence that I'm aware of you actually lifting weights.
The only workout video I've ever posted.
Yeah, I'm about to say. You are anti-workout video, which I commend you.
All right. You know what? Got to stand for something.
Yeah. Speaking of standing, hey, Jeezy, you with us this week? Or is Jeezy's child with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right, Jeezy, I'm glad you're here. Trevor, this is going to be difficult for you.
Okay.
Because I know how you feel about this stuff. So I get a text, guys, from I'll leave him anonymous right now, but you draw your own conclusions. Asking me if he can use the term yard bird in describing someone. And I was like, yeah, why wouldn't you? You know, it's just calling somebody a chicken. And he was like, well, is it a black thing? He wanted to make sure he was looking for me for clearance. If he could, is that a black term? Like, if he said it, would it be considered like him saying the N-word of some sort? So he wanted to make sure it was safe to say that.
From a little bit of deductive reasoning here, I'm assuming it was a white man asking you.
Yes, he was. And as far as white goes, he would be one of the fairest in all the land, if I could put it that way.
Fair. Okay. Yeah.
Like if white guy was in a dictionary, he would be in the picture.
All right.
Like fair meaning he gives everyone a fair shake?
Yeah, more or less. Fair skinned.
Sounds like a good guy.
Easily burned.
I'm uncomfortable for you, Tyrus. That's where I'm going to start.
He uses a lot of hair. You can tell he uses hair products, like that kind of white guy.
Well,
gets his hair cut at a saloon. Salon, sorry.
A saloon.
This is a salon. Sorry, my manness wouldn't let me say salon. But I'm not going to tell you who I'm talking about. Jeezy, how offended should I be that for a derogatory term he came to me to see if it was?
I mean, you're a bird. I mean, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
unless he wanted his, unless he was trying to say chicken head. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not sure what – I asked him to say it in a sentence, and he was uncomfortable because he wasn't sure if I'd be offended or not. You know, he's got that that white thing going on right now where they're afraid of everybody.
Well, that sort of tells you – that sort of tells you what type of vibe he was on
there. Right, exactly. The word in no way was not – we don't own Yardbird. That's not us. I'm sure that might be a Southern term. I'm not really sure – you know, you have to be around chickens or fighting chickens to talk about a yard bird. Because a yard bird, I'm assuming, is the toughest bird in the yard. It's like,
well, if he calls someone a chicken, I would think, right? Because that's what, like, again, now I have no clue who this man is. But I remember the only time I've ever heard that was when Slick from the original, I think it was the Pile Driver, the wrestling album.
Yes.
When there was a VHS cassette. And we've had this conversation before where.
Yeah.
Yes, pro wrestling is archetypal, but now, you know, as society's progressed, it could be a scotch on the offensive side back in the 80s.
Right.
And he was asking you, was he trying to be offensive to somebody?
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I think he was trying to be offensive to another white person, but he was not sure that that word was strong enough for a white person. Like, is this offensive to black people to where I could say it? So he was trying to insult another white person and is so afraid of the cancel culture that he called what I guess he considered a black friend to ask, which in itself is problematic if you go by the rules of engagement today, to see if it was okay.
I mean, but I do semi-understand his position in that fear.
Right. But if you don't know, don't go. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a creative guy. You can call somebody something else. I mean, you know, call him a peacock. Peacocks are safe, right? No race has claimed a peacock. You know, like, you think you're cool peacocking around here with showing off, huh? With your fancy feathers? Caw-caw! I mean, you can get away with that.
Yeah, it really stings, bro.
But he tried to hit me with that yard bird, and he even said it like that with like three R's. If I call somebody a yard bird, is it cool? I said, yeah, okay, go ahead.
You can't have a hard R in it, dude.
Yeah, he's hitting. Yeah, he never. Light R.
This person called you. You were his guy. If something needs the okay.
Yeah, I don't like that role.
The guy that hands out blue check marks on Instagram, really. Think about that.
Yeah, I verified you.
So, well, I mean, not me. It wasn't me.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
What?
No, I'm just saying in general. I didn't say it was Aaron.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, so, no, all right, fine.
Yeah, no. It's difficult because, you know, he's very similar. He also is asexual. So I thought maybe it was like just a thing that they're just so unaware of
and
other people.
Very white guy.
Yeah, just completely unaware of other people's, like, they live in one world with one speaker and they're the narrator. Like, they just march to a beat of a different drum to be as polite as I can possibly be here. So it's just, you know. But
I am not asexual.
Who said we were talking about you? See, this is you. You literally want attention so bad that you won't take. It wasn't you who said it, but when I started talking about someone else, you jumped in to compare yourself to him. Listen, I'm sorry that you're set already in your racism and you don't ask questions. I find it actually offensive that you wouldn't ask questions, that you wouldn't be engaging and be like, I'm proud of him for asking questions, because that's how dialogue is built and respect is given. You failed this test, Aaron, and you as well, Trevor. So I just want to say that me and Jeezy are offended. We've been texting back and forth, and our lawyers have been contacted. So I hope you guys, I hope you two racist bastards have a good time the rest of this podcast. That's right.
That was a hard R.
That was the big ass hard, capital hard R.
No,
both
sir.
Of you. Yes, I want it.
No, sir.
Yeah, matter of fact, we're going to get red scarlet R's for you each to sew on your t-shirts so everybody knows. Here comes that racist ass Trevor. And Trevor's going to be rough because I love Trevor. He beat me at 73. But him with a R on his shirt, not a lot of people are going to have a hard time guessing what it is.
I live in a small community. They won't know what's going on.
And a few of them will lean in and be like, where can we get one, brother? We're with you.
No.
We're with you.
No.
The R-W-O.
No,
the R-W-O.
Oh, no. Don't do that, dude. There'll be a
racist old white guys. R-W-O.
My God. Like,
you better watch out. MSNBC might be calling.
Racist faux life.
Wow.
Oh, man. Catchphrase. What you doing here, boy?
Come on, man.
Oh, man. Could you imagine that's the writing room? Like, hey, Trevor and Aaron, we got a new gimmick for you guys. You're going to be really racist.
Oh, no.
It's going to be great. You're going to get so much heat. You're going to get so much heat.
You know, back in the day, they probably.
Oh, yeah. No, hey, what was it? Jody Hamilton, rest his soul. Back when America had a sense of humor and entertainment and knew the difference, the assassins wore T-shirts when they feuded against JYD saying, thank God for sickle cell. So.
Oh, my goodness.
No, yeah. Yeah. And guess what? And they were doing it in Who Dat, because Who Dat didn't come from the Saints. Who Dat came from JYD. And he was anything you thought Hulk Hogan was, that was JYD in New Orleans and Mid South. He was the man. And that crowd, I'm talking 25,000 people packed in arenas screaming who dat when he came out. And the assassins came out with shirts on that said thank God for, and they got booed out the building, had to be escorted. Their car had rocks and people were rocking. And they were following JYD to whoop their ass all around the country, and guess what? The good guys won, because that's wrestling. Like, and it was great. And anyone who supported them was looked at. Like, they put it on the table, and it showed that 99% of people don't think that way, and it made them love JYD even more. So you can do things like that if you know what it is. But unfortunately, we live in a time where everyone, first world problems and making it to where everything's so sensitive and we're all a bunch of soft, hard-boiled eggs. And wrestling was always good at exposing that shit. You know, we were front lines. And especially now with this new gimmick, you guys team R&R?
No.
No?
No, not at all. No.
Little R&R this weekend? Little radical racism? No.
Where do you come up with this shit, man?
I don't know, man. I'm black and I'm bored. I can come up with all kinds of shit. Like, it's easy. I can make more excuses for not being productive. It's just lazy. Just lazy thinking. Tyrus, why didn't you do your paperwork? Oh, the man was holding me down.
Oh, come on, man.
Tyrus, where's your homework? Ah, man, I just realized I lived in white America, and I don't know.
So, well,
it's tough. It's tough.
Do you remember Colonel DeBeers?
Yes.
AWA run?
Yes. He was a racist South African who refused to wrestle. He was your favorite wrestler, actually, if I remember right.
No.
When we were FCW together. Trevor, you're off the hook on this one. Aaron is the lone white racist. Yeah. Trevor has been eliminated. Now, Trevor, come on our side and shame him.
I'm shame him.
I have a
son of a bitch.
Oh, this is the racist version of the Tyrus and the Midnight Deckhands, where we expose Aaron and ruin his life.
It's already been ruined.
For worry. Not even any amusement of fans, just for me. This is just for me and Jeezy, just watching you squirm and try to figure the right thing to say, knowing that there's nothing you, no matter what you say, it's going to be wrong.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Aaron.
Yeah.
I'm
canceled right now before our very ears.
He would cancel himself. I came out in the ring and said, I heard you belong to R&R, Aaron. He'd be like, well, that's my time. Later, Marks. I'll show myself out.
You save me some time.
It'd just roll out. To untie the boots, throw them in the ring. I ain't coming back. There's no way I can't get out from under this heat. And that's a shame. That's a shame, because Sandow would have been a great racist.
You know, like he took the elitist.
Yeah, like the elitist, like, yeah, like.
But it would have had to have been subtle.
You know, like, They could do a thing where, like, he's meeting fans and holding babies, and somebody hands him a baby, my skin tone, and he goes, ew. You know, just little things.
Oh, little, oh my God. Yo, no. My heart is just no, you guys can see me. My head shaking. He's so. Head's down. Look, no.
Trevor wants to get off this podcast. So, yeah, oh man, no. I gotta go, man. There's a hurricane hitting St. Louis right now. It's huge. We gotta.
Where's the exit? Oh.
He wants to go, but if he doesn't, if he goes, then he can't defend himself. He doesn't know what to do right now. He's stuck. Call it out there, Briz. Call it out there. Jeezy's just he's tweeting everybody he knows right now about the new R&R. That just
yeah, like, this ain't gonna fly, man.
Nah, man.
We joke, but somebody's gonna hear this.
Oh no, I'm not joking at all. These are tears of anger. I'm laughing. My laughing is a shield. When this is over, oh man, the trigger tweets that Jeezy and I are putting together. You too. Like, how dare you?
Later on this week, I'll get a text. Hey, sorry, bro. We just can't kind of have you on the show. It's a little
too hot. We heard what happened with you with Jeezy and Tyrus. Then they messaged you. Why did you go on their show? You're listening to the Three Wise Men, and we'll be right back after this.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I'll just be tweeting out. I can't believe they pulled that shit out.
Yeah. Completely. See, that's the difference. That's the cold part. Now, if this was reversed, Jeezy would ride with me. He'd have my back. Trevor just said, look, officer, I just caught a ride. I don't even know where he's going. I just met this dude. So if you let me out, I'll be on my way, and you just can deal with him.
You ain't bringing me down.
No, here's a blank piece of paper. I signed the bottom. Whatever you fill out, that's what I'm going with.
You're on your own on this one.
Yeah, how about? As a matter of fact, I can't believe. And then he'd make it worse. He'd probably take a swing at him, you know, just to save himself. It's like this guy makes me sick. Yeah. Later, yard bird.
Oh, I have so many images in my head right now.
Oh, man.
To be on video.
It's just, yeah, being fake racist is fun.
Okay, Sergeant Slaughter.
Yes,
in 91.
Yeah,
okay. The man,
the most angriest, hated gimmick probably of all time.
Had to have bodyguards
at
his house to protect his family.
Yes,
from fans.
Like I never knew that.
Oh yeah, Jeezy. Sergeant. Oh, geez, yeah, listen, he'll tell you. Like it was. That was one of the reasons why they did the I Want My Country Back thing, because that people, even after the Hogan got the belt back and all that stuff, it was pretty tough. I mean, it was just a great gimmick. I mean, it also unified people, and they were cheering and chanting USA, USA, and you saw them coming out and flags and all the events. And so it was, like I said, it was a performance. He didn't really feel that way. His character did, and everybody got involved. Because that's what sucks about for wrestling is, like, we're not allowed – you want to tell us we're fake all the time, right? Wrestling's fake. Wrestling's fake. And then we do stuff, and like, I can't believe you're doing that, how it affects people. It's so real what you – like, make up your mind, okay? Because if it's fake, then we can be whatever the hell we want to be, because you know it's fake, right?
So much stuff that you can't say on the mic anymore.
Right, but it's all fake, though. Which one is it?
Uh-huh.
Make up your mind. Because if it's real, then fine. So be it. Then shut up. But if fake, enjoy the show. Buy a ticket. Don't watch. Watch whatever your deal is. And let our bad guys get heat again. And let us baby faces get cheered for, because you need a villain to cheer for somebody. And all the little movies you watch a little whatever it is, the movie you want, you got to have a good guy and a bad guy. And a bad guy does bad things. But guess what? At the end, the good guy always wins. So shut up and enjoy the show. Or don't. Don't watch. But the complaining is what I hate. Like, you don't like something, just move on. There's 10 million things to watch.
What a concept.
Yeah, like,
and the problem with a lot of turkeys today, you know, anyone
wait,
with
what?
Social media.
You went, that was almost worse, homie.
Dude, like, said job, turkey.
He just said, didn't even say job. He said turkey.
Yeah, turkey.
What I completely call people turkeys. That's a
use it. When was the last time you called somebody a turkey? Who'd you call?
Last month. Last month, I called someone a turkey. I screamed
was
at
it
him.
In a promo? Was it in a promo?
As a matter of fact, it was.
Okay.
Okay.
I am ashamed of you, Eric.
But no, I mean, I think that's
hey, you don't know you alone. Hey, you don't know you're alone in this world till you're a white dude saying something that you think is maybe racist. Everyone just bailed on Aaron. I'm tweeting the producer right now. Bleep out his name.
The problem,
Aaron calling people turkeys again. That's worse than yardboard, Jeezy. I'm sorry. If this was the olden days and someone called me a jive turkey, somebody have to go. Like, that's up there with, like, a white glove slapping somebody in the face. Somebody got to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to duel. You call me a turkey, we got to duel. You know what I'm saying? Okay, like, so
it's definitely turn your head kind of stuff. Like,
yeah, like, hey, click, clack, tic-tac, man. One of us got to go. Who's loading it?
Okay, so again, the problem
so bad.
With
so
a lot
bad.
Of these yard birds today with social media.
What?
Accounts.
Oh!
They're chickens.
What is
they're
going on?
Wow. Wow.
You just said I could use it.
Who am I? Hey, guess what? Turns out I'm French. I've been lying this whole time. I was here on a scientific experiment because of some severe, I had some work done on my face and some skin toning, and not too much, though, because I wanted to get back to my regular life. Yeah, Aaron.
Oh,
yep.
The headline well, for this podcast episode, oh, my God, Aaron.
No, I'm just kidding. The last thing on this world I'd want to be is a Frenchman. Just put Rick Martel, no thanks. Hated that guy. He permed his hair. The model.
Rick never permed his hair.
He had a perm, Briz.
He did win.
He's the only guy to ever betray his partner for a title. He left the tag team championships on the table for the Brainbusters.
Yeah, you're right.
He walked away from the championship.
Yeah.
Now, listen, we've had a lot of fun. We've had a lot of fun with this, and I will say right now that if I was ever in a situation where I needed someone to get my back or at 3 a.m. and I picked up the phone call, Aaron and Trevor would be on that short list. So just in case anyone wants to take any of what we're saying today is in jest, that's all it was. Well, I'm telling you right now, Jeezy, if we call either one of these dudes, they'd be there in a minute. Trevor probably a little faster than Aaron, but the point is,
I have to pick up Aaron.
Yeah, you have to pick up Aaron. Yeah, he doesn't drive at night.
Yeah.
But back to the tag team championships for a minute. Yeah, the whole point was to get it light and laugh because, you know, today, this week is the reunion, and it's a horrible reunion of the memory of Scott Hall's passing. And, of course, you know, Trevor posted a picture of his best friend and when they won the tag team champions together. And if you get a chance on Trevor's social, on his Instagram to check it out, it's a happy time and just shooting the shit before the show. He was like, I just don't want to stop remembering the good times. And, like, to take a moment, let's just talk about it, man, because he was cool with me, man. He wasn't like Trevor. Like, I like Cade better than Trevor because Cade talked to me. We actually rolled around together. He was in FCW for a couple weeks. And
talk about a guy who could just do anything.
He could just go.
Mm-hmm.
He could just go. And it was fun to roll around with. Real cool, you know, ask how everybody was doing. And then there was Trevor. So let me, Jeezy and Aaron, why don't you guys sit down? Let me tell you this story of how I met Trevor. So I'm just recently been discovered by John Laurinaitis, and I was invited to my first SmackDown, and they had already said they wanted to sign me, so I was pretty excited, and I got invited to my first SmackDown. And I show up, and John and them welcome me, and I'm walking in. The first guy I see is Cowboy Bob Orton, and I'm like, oh, man. And, you know, he's like, yeah, you're going to do just fine. I'm like, thanks. Ted DiBiase, Roddy Piper, all of them. loving, accepting, welcome, blah, blah, blah. Eddie Guerrero, rest his soul. Hey, if you need anything, let me know. I'm sitting down and I'm just in the back quietly walking and I see Trevor Murdoch. And I'm like, I'm a Murdoch, right? And I was like, hey, man, I don't know if you know, we have the same last name. He's like, it's a gimmick, bud. And that's it. And we just stood. I was like, well, hi, I'm new. I got some shit going on right now. I was like, I got it. And he just sat there. He wasn't doing nothing. He was just sitting in the chair. But he had shit on his mind. He did not want to be bothered. So I said, well, all right then. I guess I'll just show myself out.
I will publicly apologize for that interaction.
Can you believe that, Jeezy? Can you believe that?
Oh man, that's crazy.
I mean, to a total stranger, he blew the gimmick and said, "Hey, it's a gimmick, bruh. I ain't no damn Murdoch." Like that's basically what he said.
Now the way you look in the backstage, you ain't no stranger, bro. You there for business.
Looked at me like you ain't getting my job, motherfucker.
I gotta fight everybody else. Now I got this big motherfucker
trying to steal my name.
Come on, can I have something?
Walking around, damn yard birds trying to steal my name, just walking around back.
Not even close, man. For real. No, back then, you guys know, like, there was always somebody there looking for a spot. And you became very defensive.
Because it's a big loss.
Looking at you. And everybody's hyped up. I'm going, man, I ain't got shit on this
and
guy.
He's saying, and I'm not selling shit for him neither. He can't work. Big green motherfucker just coming in here. I'm not wrestling him. Come on, man. We all do it. Big dude comes in. And everyone's like, yeah, but can he work though? Like that's always the thing because it's the guys like you who can go that have to get. See, that's what bothers me about the Hall of Fame. Just throwing this out there. Is that they always recognize the ones who succeeded in terms of the writing. You know what I'm saying? But they're not really the best wrestler. You cannot tell me, and rest his soul, that the Ultimate Warrior is a better wrestler than, let's say, Dr. Tom Pritchard. But it was a guy like Dr. Tom Pritchard who had to get the Warrior ready to go. And I think the Barry Horowitzes and the S.T. Jones and the Brooklyn Brawlers and the Pedro Morales is in there anyways just because of all these guys were stars. What I'm saying is, like, we need to start recognizing the T.J. Wilsons and the guys that you come in and, like, guys get careers off OKs from a Dean Malenko. And, again, you know, I'm saying, like, these guys that we seem to forget. And everybody, and I see people who didn't piss a drop. They had a name, and they go in the Hall of Fame. Like, they're a celebrity, and they go in the Hall of Fame, and this, that, whatever. But, like, there needs to be the journeyman, the worker, the mid-card, whatever you want to call it. There needs to be a section because you cannot have stars without guys getting them ready. And putting them over well. And back then, these were not little guys. S.D. Jones was not a little guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm leaving out at least 100 guys that could just go. You look at everyone Armstrong, like everyone in the Armstrong family should literally be in the Hall of Fame.
Can we start a little push? Maybe WWE can hear us a little bit and maybe create a journeyman section.
There needs to be. The guys who built the business from the ground up is not the stars. Get them. You built the stars, but why did everyone come see Goldberg? He's 75-0, but there were 75 guys that laid down in less than 3 minutes. Men.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I had one night. Big Show needed to be a monster, and then so if he knocks out another monster, he looks great. And I was told to fire up and run at him, and I was like, "That is the dumbest thing. Why in the hell would I fire up and run at somebody to get punched? Like that's stupid." But that was that's what they wanted. So I said, "I got one better. Yep. I'm going to go for a splash in the air. I'll jump up, swing away, you know, and I'll just sell the punch or whatever." But dude, was that how I wanted to plan my Monday? Not particularly. What kind of it was like Looney Tunes. Like I fire up, run as fast. and get knocked. It was February. It was February. So, you know.
No,
we used to make jokes every February. Show's coming to knock everybody out. But again, all the it was R-Truth, Kofi, and me. We all got knocked out, and we're all down there laying on. This is the night he hit me in the back with a table, and we're all laying down there. And I said, "Is it February?" And Kofi was like, "Yes, it is." As a matter of fact, it is.
I remember that. Yes,
you remember that? I came in the back. I said, "Yeah, it's Black History Month." We all just got knocked out by Big Show. And again, that's no. And this is not an accusation. Big Show is the sweetest, nicest, kindest man ever. But to make jokes with him, he was like, "You guys was uncomfortable with it." He was like, "Please stop that. Please stop." You know. Hold her right there. We'll be back in a jiffy.
You know, I take a sidebar, and everybody that's shitting on Vince, if you guys would have I forgot about my word.
Yeah.
But if you guys would have mentioned that to Vince and just passing, he would have changed that instantly just because he didn't want to have that be perceived.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry I'm squirreling a little bit, but
you have to look for things sometimes.
Yep.
To make it what it is. Or you could be like, who do you trust more to get show over than R-Truth, Kofi, and Brodus Clay?
Yeah.
Who just because Truth and I had a big showdown at Raw, and then we got interrupted by Vince McMahon, and he told us to leave. So we left. We never finished our match. We just... All right.
Okay.
So, you know, it is what it is. But you know, that's a good point, man. That wasn't the issue. The point is, like, you can find, my point is, you can find anything and make it ugly if you want to. But you can also make it beautiful if you want to. Like, hey, we got to get him over. And these three guys are going to get him over tonight. And that means you're getting an opportunity to be on TV and sell and do what you do, because you'll get it back. You know, but sometimes that gets lost in the, well, I don't like it because I'm getting knocked out. So it's because, and then of course I'll make myself feel better. Not that I'm being a little bitch because I don't want to do my job. I'll be like, oh, it's because I'm this or it's because I'm that. Instead of like just saying like, I don't like the direction. Because if you say that, they'll have somebody else do it.
Yep.
That's the cold part.
And the
you just say no.
Gladly do it.
Yeah. No, I don't want to do it. That's not me. And I've done that. The lingerie thing. I'm like, I'm not wearing lingerie. Nope. And
ooh,
like,
yeah, that would be hard.
Yeah, man. And then how are you going to fix it? And I said, I'll fix it myself. And then when and I didn't wear it. I went out there. I didn't wear it. And when Lawler said, all right, your turn, Brodus, I said, I'm shy. And that was it. And everybody laughed. I got the same pop and laughed. And then, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's a choice that I made. If there was repercussions, then so be it. I made the choice. And like, you know what? We need someone who's willing to do this, and if you're not willing to do it, then we'll fill the spot. But I can't be mad at anyone because I said this is what I'm not going to do. And no one's like, hey, you do this or that. That, you know what I'm saying? So it's a choice. And I didn't want to have buyer's remorse. I wasn't comfortable with it. I didn't feel the need for it. So I didn't do it.
Yep.
And the result was I got to tag with Tenzai for a few months, and that was really cool.
Yeah. Well, again, like you said, that's your own personal kind of convictions. And I would have honestly made the same choice as you. And I've done some pretty stupid stuff.
Yeah.
TV, but that's but that's the line, right? Like,
yeah. Well, your line's a little different. Yeah. But your line's got a lot of zigzags and crisscrosses.
I am character.
You don't break character till the DVD release, baby. I know.
That's right.
You know
that's
who you are. You're a dude disguised as another dude playing another dude. I know who I am.
Absolutely.
That is a deep, perfect description of him. Jesus Christ. You nailed hammer.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm a dude playing a dude that's playing another
dude.
More
I know who I am.
I do right now.
Yep. I have more layers than an onion.
That is a t-shirt for you.
Yeah.
You will make thousands with that.
Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Hey.
You'll make hundreds with that. Hundreds, bro. We're talking hundreds.
You're going to f*** around and make gas money. You spend $2,000 on the shirts. make 150. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love
it. Hey, every little bit helps.
Yeah. Jeezy, I love talking to my racist white friends. It's so much fun.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What the hell? In no setting is that
I want
okay?
This episode rated R. This episode is rated R. This is the rated R. Oh, and you know what's funny? The most racist person has been the brother on the show. The two brothers. And now Jeezy's just co-signing because Jeezy's still got an acting career. So he's just co-signing. Like, I give zero f***s out. Jeezy's like,
his foot outside the door of the car, too.
He's just got his arms right crossed. Thing. He just got his arms crossed going, yeah, church, baby, preach. Glad you said it, brother. I wouldn't have, but I'm glad. But we need some stability around here. We need Tyrus back around here. Like,
do you guys...
what do you mean, you guys?
You guys. Bro, Aaron, you just cannot stop today.
Wow.
Yo, he said that with he said that with feeling too.
RG. He's an RG.
Yeah, like, guys. Hey man, how are we gonna air this episode? Aaron?
I'm sorry.
Aaron. Aaron.
How about what y'all like Aaron now? Would y'all like Aaron Tyrus story?
Y'all?
Now he's trying to be like me. Aaron, don't. We can't. Come on now.
I live in Kentucky. I can say y'all.
He does live in Kentucky. Yes, he has a white suit. He wears a white suit with a ascot on the weekend. He's a higher end. He's a higher end colonel.
Eating kumquats and sarsaparillas.
Yep. Oh yeah, we were talking about.
He also gives tours at the Muhammad Ali Museum of.
No, I don't. But I was a member of the development committee.
He was on the committee. He was on the committee. Yeah, he vetoed. He voted against everything they wanted.
You know what? I have to go.
All right, tell your Tyrus story. Go ahead.
They're awesome, but no, when we were in Largo. At FCW, which was the developmental system at the time, and we could watch the matches. We got changed on the second floor.
Oh, yes, there were yes.
And you and I just happened to be watching, sitting next to each other, and there was someone who, I'm not going to say his name, but he had white tights on, and there was a red symbol
looked
very, very, very similar. Like eerily similar,
yes,
to a symbol of a certain group, which will not be named, but wears white. Also, do the math. So
the Klan. Yeah.
So I believe, you said, wait a minute, is that what I think it is on his tights?
Yeah,
I think I went, yes, it is. And then Tyrus's first to say was, how do you know?
Yep.
And then when we questioned this individual, we were like, hey, dude, what's that? He goes, well, no, I looked up like whatever symbol online, and that was one of the first ones that popped up. I thought it looked cool. And he had no idea.
Yeah, poor sweet child.
Like, oh, God.
It was a teachable moment. It was a teachable moment. I hated getting him fired, but it was a teachable moment.
Yeah.
Sorry the guy lost his job.
Nah, man.
But, learn next time.
Yeah, I was like, hey, man, how long you been in the Klan? He was like, huh?
No.
Cash, the video game group? Like, no, not the Clash of Clans. No. Your trunks. You got a red dragon on the background, wizard. And he was like, oh! No, I thought it was – no, it was just a cool dragon. Oh, it is a cool dragon if you belong to the Klan. I would like to point out, though, that he did get an extra little bit of cheers from people who didn't know who the hell he was. I would like to point that out there. I don't want to accuse the crowd of nothing, but it just seems strange. But he generally made a – he just saw this cool red dragon. He just didn't know that Aaron was an active member undercover to out him in front of him. Because I didn't know him enough to joke with him, but I knew Aaron, who's like a brother, I knew I could joke with him. So I just kept, I blamed it all on Aaron. Like, Aaron probably put him up to it, knowing you.
No.
He refuses. Yeah, no, Aaron refuses.
He's like, Aaron was back at the school, and he's like, bro.
Listen, there's a term in wrestling, there's a term in wrestling called shit disturber. Aaron is the Hall of Fame. If there was a shit disturber, it's Aaron. Aaron can walk in a room.
What?
Aaron can walk in a room, work both sides of the room, and get the whole place in a tornado, and then come back and try to solve it. Like, he literally is that guy.
I have not taken a bump for a year and a half,
yeah,
and I still am employed in pro wrestling.
Exactly, because you say shit that people want to punch you in the mouth, and no one's caught you yet. You're lucky. You're lucky. I'm retired.
Well, we shall see.
Yeah. Oh, for It's forever, bros. There's no going back.
Yep, good.
Could you imagine if a wrestler retired and then unretired and showed up on TV? It'd be anarchy.
It would.
It's just not done. I don't think it's ever been done before.
No.
Never. 7 to 8 retirements never happened.
No.
Like, plus the internet, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, you know, it just, the internet would explode as we know it.
Well, what I was saying before I was being publicly accused of awful things was, I think that a lot of people nowadays, they consider, like, their sensitivity, and they're using sensitivity as a means for validation. Where I'm offended by this, here is what I have to say about it. And then you have these other... nitwits, shall we say.
All right, there you
that
go.
That run...
Fucking coward.
Yeah, started with an N, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Trevor. You're learning, Trevor. I like this. Trevor, you would make a great angry black man. I just want to point that out.
I'm working.
You're doing well. You are doing well, sir. Thank you. You're very right.
I feel good. I feel good.
It's like a Chappelle Show skit.
Why did it have to be Chappelle? Why couldn't it have been like, why couldn't it have been a Jon Stewart skit or a Greg Gutfeld sketch, huh? Why'd it have to be, that?
Well, because I thought Chappelle one of the most poignant comedians of our time.
See, he's good. He's been around me a long time. He's good. It's hard to get, it's hard to trap Aaron. He's octopus slick.
I'm still shaking my head in disappointment if you guys can't see it.
Yeah, I feel your pain. I feel your pain. When you guys are sitting down having your mayonnaise sandwich later on, maybe you guys could talk it over.
Oh, wow.
Watercress. Don't forget to cut the crust.
We know what side you're on, Tyrus. There's no...
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. I don't want reparations money. I want emotional reparations. I want you guys to...
Although, people have, I mean, like, me being white, like, mine...
Look how excited he is.
I couldn't join some of these organizations. Like,
no,
I'm a little, like, I'm mixed, right? I mean, I have that, my skin tone, it's darker.
Mixed how? What kind of mix are we talking here? You one of us? You've been living a lie?
No,
you've been
Romanian.
Hiding? Jeezy, you see it? Now that I think about it, I'm looking at a picture of it. Yeah, I see it. The height. You know, he does tan a little bit. He could have some miscegenation in his bloodline.
Well, and again,
yeah, well, I sense a little miscegenation. How else are you going to explain this strange behavior?
I'm trying to look up miscegenation.
Hey, man, you didn't see, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
I
sense some miscegenation. How else you explain the strange going ons here by them? Those boys aren't white. They are miscegenated. They ain't hell. They ain't even old timey. And I know for a fact that nigger sold his soul to the devil. And the whole place said, and then what did that giant white mob do? They grabbed a big ass piece of wood and carried his little racist ass up out of there. So
as they should, Aaron.
Aaron.
Their example.
So Aaron, when you were on the log and they were carrying you out, what was going through your mind? All right, man, for more podcasts like this, just like this, you can catch us at foxnewspodcast.com. #  Aaron's racist. And for
Yardbird
stuff. The name of this episode is Yardbird with 4 R's. Yard. Hey, kid, remember that when you're... Oh, the entire staff is sitting with their mouth open. So remember, Kate is like, this will never see the light of day. You have wasted our time. We are all dumber for this. I miss my train for this shit. So how many R's do you want in your f***ing Yardbird times? 6 R's.
There's going to be a lot of bleeping in this commercial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's the deal. She's like, just hurry up. Like, it's 4:00. I don't care how you end it, how you do it. Just get out of it. So I like ending it. I like ending it. You know how it is.
Sorry, Kate.
The world's not all ready for this openness. It's all good. No, it is our time. Because I have to work for my living. So, I can't, I got shit to do. But I love you guys,
you gotta go
man.
Hard in the paint.
I'm going hard to paint. Yeah. Back in the gym, the injury is all healed up. Got the full clearance from the doctor, so I'm ready to rock and roll and have some fun.
Good stuff.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, we can start throwing some photos back and forth again.
Yeah, like, I'm down. You want to do the checking on you challenge? I'm in.
I'm on.
Okay,
I'm
that
on.
Means that if we don't, then you get publicly embarrassed on the show.
I know.
I'm putting Trevor on program.
Yeah, all right, let's do it. Let's do it. All right. Wait a minute. Time out. Why would you just put Trevor on a program, Aaron? See what I'm saying, Jeezy? You see what I'm saying? Credits. Okay. We out. Enough said. He's ruined it. He only wanted to help the white guy. Ridiculous. So we'll try this again. Thanks, Aaron, for more podcasts like this, just like this. You can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. This has been Tyrus and the Midnight Riders and Racist Aaron. We out. Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.